Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
On behalf of Red Reporter, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I guess first question, you were one of the shortstops that helped redefine the position as an offensive position as opposed to the way it was back in the day where it was mostly defense. Seems like a lot of teams these days are willing to punt the offense a little more other than a handful of guys. Do you see that as going back to the way it was for guys like you came along, or is it just kind of hit a law?
I don't know. You know, I think it's individual. I think the premium always is on making the outs defensively. You know, I think that's so important. You know, managers look at their team, and they certainly want a team that's going to score runs, but I think you've seen with the success of San Francisco and some of the successful teams who haven't had all the offense out there, you know, there's a premium on pitching and there's a premium on defense. I think that is the way it is right now. You know, there's certainly some great offensive shortstops in the game, but regardless if they're great offensively or not, the most important thing is to be able to catch the ball, turn a double play when you have to have it. So I think that has been and will always really be the premium and something that they will expect to happen at the shortstop position.
Absolutely. Now, that ties in with the Reds' current situation. They recently called up Zach Cozart. They weren't getting the production both defensively and offensively from the position that they would have liked. Do you see him being what they need at the shortstop position, or do you think they might need to go out and get something?
Well, you know, I got a chance to work with Zach in spring training. I like Zach. But, you know, it's all about production. It's all about what you do on the field. You know, on paper, it looks like, you know, players, that's why you got to play the game. You really can't tell. I mean, you can only forecast. Now, what I do like about Zach is the fact that, you know, he's a college kid. He comes from a program where, you know, he had some experience. And, you know, you get a chance, much like me, when you go to college, you get a chance to kind of be put in situations in a control type of atmosphere. And I think you may be a little more experienced and able and capable to handle what's happening at the big league level. But, you know, once again, you have to go out there and play and perform. You know, he's getting a chance to do it, and hopefully he does well with it. You know, it's tough shoes to fill in Cincinnati from the shortstop position simply because I had to fill Davies, and then, you know, someone has to come behind me and be that guy, and they have not been able to do it. My last year was 2004.
I think recently they said there were 20 different shortstops that have played with Brandon Phillips now. We keep looking for another Barry Larkin. Haven't had the luck yet.
You know, it's ironic. I said something to Brandon the other day. I said, Brandon, why don't you go over there and play shortstop? And he said, well, you know what? If they brought a second baseman in, if they brought Robinson Cano in here to play second base, then I certainly would move to shortstop. So, you know, so, yeah. So, you know, it's important. That the position is very important. And, you know, it looks like they're taking their time trying to find that guy, or that guy just hasn't presented himself yet. And hopefully whenever that person does present himself, he'll be able to do it for some time because of the tradition that has been in Cincinnati.
Sure. Now, you're out in Phoenix at the All-Star game. You're around all these guys. Which one of this year's All-Stars has impressed you the most, or maybe you're surprised by the breakout year that they've had?
Well, we only so far have seen the workout in the home run competition, and Robinson Cano, once again, what he did was just awfully impressive.
He put on a show, didn't he?
He certainly put on a show, and you know, I didn't expect to see him hit the ball harder than anybody else in the competition, but I think that's exactly what he did. I think he drove the ball better than anyone in that competition. I don't know if he hit the furthest home run, but I think he hit the hardest home run. And there were some absolute bombs hit, but Robinson Cano consistently, the way he was able to drive the ball, and the fact, once again, that his dad was throwing him, that he was the BP pitcher, I think that story was just an incredible story.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Now, you were a 12-time All-Star. What was your favorite All-Star moment, or did you ever have that moment of, you know, you kind of come to the realization of, well, I'm out here with the single best group of baseball players on the face of the planet?
Absolutely. It was my first All-Star game. It was 1988. And it was in Cincinnati. It was absolutely incredible experience. And, you know, we had all the great players on the field. And, you know, it was my second full season in the big leagues. And I was on the All-Star team with the guys. And I felt like it was unbelievable. One of my childhood idols, Willie Stargell, was our honorary captain, and I got a chance to sit down on the bench with him during the game as he started. But I was sitting there, and he was talking to me about the difference between the American League and the National League, and at this time there was no interleague play, so we really didn't get a chance to see the American League players until either the All-Star game or the postseason. So he was telling me about the difference between the two leagues, and he was saying, you know, the National League is a fastball league. American League, all they do is throw breaking balls. So I got the word that I was going to pinch hit and then go into the game late in the game. And so he was sitting there and talking to me. And Dennis Eckersley was on the mound, who happens to be out here also. And I haven't shared this with Eck, but I'm going to. And Willie was telling me, oh, this is Dennis Eckersley. All he does is throw breaking balls. Just go up there and just sit breaking ball, because he throws this little sloppy curveball and, you know, just sit on it. Well, three fastball laters and three strikes later, I was back on the bench with Willie, and Willie was telling me about the importance of making adjustments at the big league level. So I share that story, and I shared that before he left us. I got a chance to talk to Willie about it, and he had some chuckles about it, and you know. But that was my, you know, the first All-Star game was my, that's when I realized, oh, wow, you know, I'm amongst the elite, and I expect to be here for years and years to come.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned Eckersley. He's also part of the program that you're promoting while you're out in Phoenix, the Pepsi Max
right.
Field of Dreams. I know
correct.
A lot of guys, most people would be familiar with the commercials they've seen, but they're going to start a contest tonight through the end of August where you go out and vote in from a ballot of living legends at each position, and every time you vote, you're in it to win a chance to go play against the winners of at each position.
That's correct.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You described it perfectly. We're out here promoting the campaign. It's the Pepsi Max Field of Dreams campaign, and you know, when people vote, and I think they can vote up to 25 times, but they enter their name into a chance to have the team, the team that wins the balloting, one from each position, three outfielders, to come to their community and play against the team that this contest winner puts together. You know, and so my campaign is vote for the young guys, because I was sitting around a table with, and they were telling us who we were kind of voting, or who we were balloted against, and it was Cal Ripken and Ozzie Smith, and I said to the guys, you know, around the table, well, you know what, it was nice seeing you guys here, because, you know, if we go straight balloting, I know who's not going to win that competition. But my campaign now is vote for the young guys that can still go out there and play. I'm one of them. And so, so that's right. So that's my campaign, and, you know, that's what I'm going with, and if we want this thing to be competitive, then, you know, vote for the young guys. I mean, I recruited Ricky Henderson, and I'm looking at Eckersley. He looks like he's still in great shape. You know, I know Ken Griffey Jr. can still hit it and play and run and do all those things. So that's what I'm going with right now, and hopefully that will take us over the top, but it'd be really fun. You know, but it's a fun campaign, and just honored to be on the ballot with all the names of all the greats and the Hall of Famers and all that kind of stuff. It's a good time.
Excellent. Well, I will let you go. I know you're in a hurry. You got plenty of glad handing to do. You got to go out and get those votes, right?
That's right.
Hopefully we'll see you soon. Come on out back to Cincinnati for Reds Fest. Come hang out. I actually live in Silverton. I understand you're from there originally.
Oh, I am. I am. Yeah.
Yep. I'm right over by the Italianette. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Cool. Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it. And,
all right, Jeremy.
You guys have fun out there. Thanks.
All right, thanks.